The planet is in a great time of peril. At the moment, the coronavirus pandemic has caused us to alter the ways we live, work, and socialize. Where I'm sitting, I've been ordered to shelter in place. I cannot go to restaurants, bars, or public gatherings larger than 10 people. Stores do not have toilet paper in stock. We've been ordered to socially distance ourselves from other people. This means that we cannot stand within 6 feet of someone else. The streets are empty. The homeless have nowhere to go because shelters are closed. We are all anxious and scared. I've been keeping myself busy to try not to feel that way. I've been focusing my energy on art. I'm doing art with the hope that someone will be able to experience it a year from now. I'm doing art with the hope of a future where I can have an in-person conversation about it. This has made me think about how the making of art is helping me get through our current crisis. It's an issue that I think is really important today more than ever. Making art in times of crisis. I make art as an expression of things that I cannot say or write. I surprise myself sometimes by what comes out. I try not to plan too much as I'm making. I let the materials tell me what to do. This means whatever material I'm using, I have some measure of control over it, but in a lot of ways I'm not in control. This sense of being out of control is really therapeutic. The coronavirus pandemic makes me feel powerless and out of control. For me, there's nothing worse than not being able to see something that can make me sick or kill me. The virus is transmittable via human-to-human contact, where simply being next to someone who is infected can cause me to get sick. But how sick? An interesting aspect of this pandemic so far is those who were reporting about their symptoms. People seem to want to know what it feels like, even though public health authorities tell us what the symptoms are. And that if you have them, you need to seek medical help. Fever, difficulty breathing, sore throat. Part of what makes art so therapeutic in times of crisis is that you don't really know what you have until it manifests itself into a form that you can touch or experience. In a lot of ways, we control that experience way more than we probably think. We bring our personal experiences, bias, love, hate, everything, to how we experience a piece of art. One person might think a piece is trash, while another might take it as religious. This experience affects our bodies. There's a lot that's really upsetting about the pandemic, but something specifically that's really upsetting to me is my government's response to it. In the weeks leading up to the declaration of the pandemic, government officials where I live repeatedly called it a hoax, that everything would be fine, and that chances of my getting it were very low. There were moments when the leader of my country would publicly say one thing, then those associated with the local government and disease control and prevention would say something completely contradictory. It's really confusing, and it seems that our government is really struggling with what a safe public response to this emergency really is. And that, of course, creates fear, anxiety, and desire for change. It has also made me really think about what a response to art is that makes the witnessing of art unique or perhaps not so unique. I think one thing that makes the experience of art an experience that is profound is that when you look at something and are not quite sure what to make of it, this is the first sign of something artful. An artwork can cause panic, whether it be morally, socially, politically, sexually, aesthetically. Art can really drive us insane. There's something to art that in creating this type of experience that makes it art. In the weeks after the declaration of the pandemic, many have been asked to conduct more and more parts of their lives online. This means that anyone who is able to work via the internet has been asked to do so to limit person-to-person interactivity. Many people who aren't able to work online are losing their jobs. Recently, I had an experience that was interesting and made me think. I went to pick up a package in the apartment building where I'm currently living, and there is now a rope barrier indicating how close I am to stand to my apartment's front desk security. On one hand, I'm really happy to keep my distance in order to protect each other, but I found it really weird and alienating. It made me really aware of how, even though I'm not a particularly outgoing person, that when I'm forced to keep a distance from someone in a social context, for instance, to speak with them, that I feel something about that. I think that something is part of what makes me a human being. I'm an employee of a public university where we've been asked to conduct the rest of our semester online. This includes research activities and meetings. As an artist, I began to think about the implications of online-only interactions on the experience of my art. I know that things won't be the same if people cannot personally see and experience what I'm creating. I spent weeks overhauling my personal website to represent myself as an artist. I have digital images and videos of work that I've done that look and feel nothing like they do in person. Art will struggle as more and more social interactions move online. I'm wondering how that will affect interpersonal interactions generally. I'm an optimistic person. I'm sad for people who have become ill, and I'm also sad for people who have died from the coronavirus. I'm doing what I can to keep the disease from spreading. I'm making art with the hope that people can experience it in the future. This hope is part of my optimism. I think that optimism can keep people alive even in the face of great danger. Though I have no choice in the matter if I'm to contract an illness and die from it, I could live optimistically with my fellow human being in mind. Over the past few weeks, as an artist, I've been made really aware that my process of creating art requires at least one other human being to be a part of it. That other human being, witnessing and experiencing my art, even if I never know them or see them doing it, is what makes my art art. This reciprocation is life.